The True Story of the Three Little Pigs by John Skeska.
Nobody knows the story of the three little pigs, or at least they think they do. But I'll let you in on a little secret. Nobody knows the real story because nobody has ever heard my side of the story. I'm the wolf, Alexandra T. Wolf. You can call me Al.
No one knows just how this whole big bad wolf thing got started, but it's all wrong.
Maybe it's because wolves eat cute little animals like bunnies and sheep and pigs. That's just the way they are. If cheeseburgers were cute, folks would probably think people were big and bad too.
But the whole big bad thing is all wrong.
The real story is about a sneeze and a cup of sugar.
Way back in once upon a time, our friend the wolf was making birthday cake for his dear old granny. He had trouble sneezing cold.
He had ran out of sugar.
So he walked down the street to ask his neighbors for a cup of sugar.
Now this neighbor was a pig, and he wasn't too bright either.
He had built his whole house out of straw. Can you believe it? Who is right mind would build his house out of straws?
Of course, the minute the wolf knocked on the door, it felt right, and he didn't want to just walk into someone else's house.
So he called.
Little pig, are you in?
Now what's up?
He was just about to go home without the cup of sugar for his dear old granny's birthday cake.
That's when his nose started to hurt. He felt a sneeze coming on.
Well, he huffed and he snuffed
and he sneezed a great sneeze.
And you know what? That whole dawn straw house fell down. And right in the middle of the pile of straw was the first little pig dead as a doornail.
He had been home the whole time. It seemed like a shame to leave a perfect good ham dinner lying there in the straw. So the wolf ate it up.
Think of as a cheeseburger just lying there.
He was feeling a little better, but he still didn't have his cup of sugar.
So he went to the next neighbor's house. This neighbor was the first little pig's brother. He was a little smarter, but not much. He had built his house of sticks.
He rang the bell on the stick house.
Ring, ring.
Nobody answered. He called,
Mr. Pig, are you in?
He yelled back.
Go away, wolf. You can't come in. I'm shaving the hair on my chinny chin chin.
He grabbed the doorknob, and when he felt another sneeze coming on,
he huffed and he snuffed.
And he sneezed a great sneeze, and he tried to cover his mouth, but the sneeze was a great sneeze.
And you're not going to believe it, but this guy's house fell down just like his brother's. When the dust cleared, there was a second little pig dead as a doornail.
Wolf's honor.
Now you know food will spoil if you leave it out in the open.
So the wolf did the only thing there was to do. He had dinner again.
Think of it as our second helping. He was getting awfully full, but his cold was feeling a little better.
And he still didn't have that cup of sugar for his dear old granny's birthday cake. So the wolf went to the next house. This guy was the first and second little pig's brother.
He must have been the brainest of the family. He had built his house out of bricks.
The wolf knocked on the brick house. No answer.
Mr. Pig, are you in? And do you know what that rude little porker answered?
Get out of here, wolf. Don't bother me again.
Talk about impolite.
He probably had a whole stack full of sugar, and he wouldn't give the wolf even one little cup of his dear sweet old granny's birthday cake.
What a pig!
The wolf just about to go home, maybe make a nice birthday card instead of a cake. Then he felt his cold coming on.
He huffed and he snuffed and he sneezed once again.
Then the third little pig yelled,
"And your old granny can sit on a pin."
The wolf was usually a pretty calm fellow, but when he heard somebody talk about his dear sweet old granny like that, he went a little crazy.
When the cops drove up, of course, he was trying to break down this pig's door. And the whole time, the wolf has huffing and puffing and sneezing and making a real sense. The rest, as they say, is history.
The news reporter found out about the two pigs he had for dinner.
They figured a stick guy going to borrow a cup of sugar didn't sound very exciting.
So they jazzed up the story with all that huff and puff and blow your house down stuff. And they made him the big bad wolf.
That's it?
The real story.
I was framed.
But maybe you could learn him a cup of sugar.
That end.